You.
What's up, everybody? I forgot my name because ADD, and I've been drinking.
I've been drinking. Are you Beyonce over here?
No, he's Eddie.
Yeah, I'm Eddie. Who are you?
Well, who do I want to be tonight? Princess Consuela.
Somebody smart, hopefully. Over here's Steven.
Woo!
She ain't even get to say anything. Look at this face.
Rude.
They're on a podcast. They can't look at
the face. Yeah, right? He's like, he's pointing over there, too, going, over here is Steven, because, you know, they got a camera hooked up.
Hi, I'm Lindsay. I'm the one that gets talked over all the time.
I was thinking we actually need to put a camera up to be on YouTube. I've been thinking about that all day, to have a camera, like, right there.
Well, speaking of the camera, we'll get to that.
What?
We need to get a PS4 camera.
Oh, yeah, because Hidden Agenda comes out.
Hidden Agenda comes out this week.
Does it? I seen it got delayed in Europe.
I've not seen that. We'll look.
Let's talk about
that. That might
next
be something
episode.
We might want to play.
For a future episode. Yes. Oh, yeah, we definitely need to play it.
Well, it would have to be a video episode.
Yeah,
we can't play a video game over podcast. That's kind of boring.
Good.
Hey, guys, watch a sweet move. Did you catch that?
Well, I don't think there'd be any sweet moves on that one. It'd just be choices and silence. I don't know.
You have a whole agenda in front of you.
Is it hidden?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we made it back. I'm trying
Ladies
to
and gentlemen,
this
welcome
stuff
to
out.
Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know.
He took so many notes he can't find his
I know, I can't find it.
And he was actually prepared today.
He had
printed out. I'm prepared, and it's too prepared, because now I have to stare at the paper and be like,
"He's." This is why he never took notes
in school. He has, like, 4 pages of
All right, Eddie,
notes,
you recently
lists.
Went on vacation.
See,
where
Steven,
did you go?
I went to fucking Las Vegas, the worst possible time ever.
Oh, man.
So you went to Vegas when?
I got there September 30th, just in time for 1 October to happen, because that's my luck.
Usually you have good luck.
That's how I woke up. I woke up and I opened Facebook, which I don't ever really do first thing in the morning, and I see you post a message saying that you're safe. I'm like, huh. What's that all about?
Such a weird,
oh, no.
That's
yeah.
such a weird night.
You should
we,
totally
we,
see
we,
the messages.
Wait, we have to backtrack. Let's backtrack. Yes.
Well, okay. And Steven wakes me up and says, just so you know, Eddie posted this. He said he's safe. So before you hear all this stuff, before you hear all this stuff and freak out, Eddie said he's safe.
So we plan a trip to Vegas, which I had already told.
Specify we.
My dad and my grandfather.
Yeah, I was going to say not
I already
me,
told
we.
Sigourney it was a bad week. Because everything that I would want to do is the week after. Megadeth comes to town on Friday. All these
did they come to town?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Well, not like, our no, town, Vegas.
Vegas. Vegas. I was like, what the heck?
Steven's like, I don't even know they came to our small town.
They didn't come to
Some
our
Some comedians
town.
Were showing up in town that I totally would have ditched Dad and Pap to go see.
Like the haunted
just,
houses.
Just, yeah, the haunted. We stayed at a hotel that has one of the top 10 haunted houses in the country.
They say it's Circus.
Closed for the 4 days we're there.
What?
It's open up the night we land until midnight. We don't get to the hotel till 11:30, so there's no time to even
no,
go.
No, you can't do anything.
And it doesn't open up till Thursday. We leave on Wednesday night
that
at
sucks.
Midnight. So that's out.
That really sucks. Yeah.
I think it was just a, we're going to plan this trip, we're going to go, and everything will work out kind of thing. No.
That's what we did.
It did not work out that way.
So we land, and as soon as we land, we go to this taco joint right down the block. Super good.
Yeah. Those did look really good on your Instagram.
That's so good. It's called
Instagram.
Hang on. It's on the front page of the notes. I don't know if it was called Tacos El Gordo or if it was called El Gordo, because a lot of places just had the type of food that it was on top of the building.
Hmm.
So you walk down the street, it says tacos, it says hibachi, it says sushi, it says whatever.
Yeah.
In the name, but I'm not sure if this one was included in that.
I will look it up right now.
Yeah. But they were super good. It was like the most busy restaurant I've ever been into, because it had five lines.
It is Tacos
El Gordo. Tacos El Gordo. But it had 5 lines. In each line, you had to go order a separate thing. So you stand in this line, you want to get beef tacos. If you want pork tacos, you got to go down here and get in this line. And they gave you like a tray to go order stuff with. But the beef tacos was all the way out the door around the block. It was insane.
Jeez Louise.
Wow.
So we're like, pork tacos is like wide open. And you're going to get pork tacos.
That doesn't look suspicious. Super good.
They put like this avocado hot sauce type thing on it. So good.
Hot sauce is always good.
And I hate corn tortillas, and that's what they used.
Yeah.
And
how can you hate a corn tortilla?
I hate corn tortillas too.
Like the texture of them. Well, like they're usually underdone.
And yeah.
Usually,
I have to say it this
I prefer
way.
Flour tortillas.
They were dropped right in the deep fryer, and it came right up out, and they were like perfectly done. So good.
So I don't like corn tortillas like when we go places stuff like that. But when my dad makes tacos at home. When he actually makes real tacos, not his version of them.
With Fritos?
Yeah.
They're totally different than corn. Yeah.
No. So we actually take, like, the tostada shells, sort of. Like, the corn tostada shells, and we actually fry them in the skillet, and we make tacos that way for everything. Those are super good. But, like, don't take me to Taco Bell and give me a corn tortilla. Yeah. I'll give it back to you.
So we get up the next day. It says Monday, October 1st.
No, honey, it's not Monday. You left on a Saturday. So it would be Sunday. It was Sunday night. You left on Saturday because that was Grandma's birthday.
Oh, yeah, it happened Sunday. Well, I have my days mixed up. It's still October 1st. I just have my days mixed
up. Well, don't confuse our listeners.
So Sunday, we wake up Sunday, October 1st, and I don't remember what we really did during the day. I think we just went out and we did some, like, sightseeing.
You went to the Mom Museum.
Oh, okay. So you know better than I do.
and she wasn't even there.
I was going to say, and keep in mind, Sigourney was not on this vacation. It was Eddie. It was Ed, and Eddie. So
literally
Ed, and Eddie take Vegas.
Right,
so.
I guess that is your.
Oh, I think that's going to be the title of our episode.
Every time I walk through the airport and people would be like, what's going on with these names? I'd just start to whistle and I'd laugh to myself. So we went to the Mob Museum, which was okay.
You went to Pawn Stars.
Yeah, we went to the Pawn Stars store.
I really do know what you did on vacation, and I didn't get to go.
He probably told you.
Yeah. Well, he sent me pictures right where to make me jealous.
I would have too.
I wanted you to see what I was doing.
Okay, he thought it was in goodness of his heart. Me, I'm sitting at home on Sunday, bored out of my mind, going, I fucking hate you.
You should come visit us.
Yeah. Y'all were busy that day.
Okay, I don't remember what we did.
Y'all went to her mom's.
Oh, that's right.
Or no.
No, Fall Festival was week after.
Y'all went to her mom's and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, her mom.
I mean, I had things to do. I just didn't want to do them.
But we did the Mob Museum. We went to this iffy buffet. Like, it was like $10, but it had like, I ate roast beef. That was pretty good.
All right.
Who are you?
But it was more like prime rib.
No. That's so still good.
Yeah. It was like $10. It was okay for $10 buffet. It was funny. A lot of our days involved, like, because Pap's like 77, 78.
78,
so a lot of our days involved going to do something for 3 hours, going back to the hotel, chilling out.
Yeah.
And then ramping back up and going back out. Well, we did the Mob Museum, and we got lost trying to find our bus stop because I didn't know there was an app to find out where the bus, because we got you can get a $20 bus pass, and you can ride the bus.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
That's smart to do if you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah. But we didn't know where the bus stops were at the Mob Museum.
Unfortunate.
Which was terrible. So we had to, like, drag Pap around looking for this bus stop.
Oh, gosh.
Turned out it was, like, half a block down the road from where we were. Didn't have one of, like, the...
The symbols? The signs?
The shelter-looking things.
Oh.
Yeah.
It just had, like, a little sign that was, like, 4 foot tall that you couldn't really see from down the block. So we go back, and he's like, I'm done for the day. I'm going to go to dinner here at the hotel. I'm not doing anything. Dad's like, all right. So we go to Fremont Street, and that's, for reference, Fremont Street's one side of Vegas. It's the old downtown. Where everything happened is the new downtown, the Strip District. So we're on opposite ends of the town, so...
You were going to go to the hockey game.
True, yeah, we did go down. We were down in the Strip. We were going to go to the Vegas game, which was... Probably, you could probably, if you were really good, you could probably throw like a football and hit where the concert venue was from there.
Oh, wow.
But we were cheap. We didn't want to pay $70 for preseason tickets.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. So, no.
We couldn't maybe if it was regular season.
Probably still not.
Yeah. But I mean, I would be more inclined to do it.
We kind of walked around and we're like, let's just go back up to Fremont Street. And my dad has a like a distant cousin that lives out there, and he's like, hey, we don't have anything to do. You want to come meet us tonight? We'll do stuff. So she met us with her boyfriend, and we like drank at this casino called the D, which was really nice. It had like It had like 50 TVs playing Sunday Night Football, so I was happy. I just sat there and drank. They didn't have Miller. I think I had to drink Corona.
No.
Yeah, no, I had to drink Corona there.
Ew.
I drank like 2 Coronas, and we started doing shots. And then I got drunk, and I was like, I'm hungry. I haven't ate since that buffet at like 1 o'clock, and it was 8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I went wandering for a pizza joint that her boyfriend had directed me to. And I was like, all right, I'll go find it. So I'm out on Fremont Street. And Fremont Street is like just insane. Like it's 8 casinos all in like... If you went outside your house and there was a casino here, a casino across the street, a casino that way, and a casino diagonal, and then this middle, the intersection was where people could walk, and then they have a concert stage there, and they have, like, freaking zip lines that go over your head.
What?
Like, it's crazy. It's all outside. Like, there's no come inside to this place. Like, it's just walk up and everything's there, and it's just, like, hundreds of people. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So everyone's partying. There's a band, like some band playing. If we'd went there the night before, we would get to see Chevelle for free. Apparently.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, they had a whole bunch of free bands that would show up. Like Chevelle, Seether. I can't remember the other ones, though.
Chevelle's good, so.
So we do all that, and then
the pizza
place. So I'm walking, and I turned the wrong way. And I went to a section. I was like, he said I didn't have to cross the street, but pizza joint's right across the street. Maybe he just forgot. So I thought I seen a takeout window, and I was just going to go order one slice of pizza for myself and walk back. And I didn't. I just stood there, like, looking, and no one came up to me. And I was like, shit, this is a takeout window. I'd already had to order for this. So I turn around. Like, I had the 2 Coronas, and I think I had 3 red-headed sluts by then.
As we all stare at Lindsay.
So
that's
the moral. He didn't take me on vacation. He took his other wife on vacation.
So I stagger back to the bar, and I'm like, hey, I found this pizza place. We can go sit down and eat if anyone else is hungry. I'm going to go sit down and eat. And Dad's like, yeah, I'm hungry. Let's go. So we start walking, and the guy's like, pizza joint's that way. And I was like, yeah, but this one I found's down here, and it looks cool. So we all walked down. It was called, like, Pizza Rock. So greasy, but it was so good.
Greasy pizza.
Was it like, what was style was it? So not trying to break your story, but was it like Brooklyn style? Was it deep dish?
I made them get New York thin style.
Oh, good. So good.
They had a bunch of different ones.
Yeah.
But it was... big, large slices like...
Like you could fold it in half?
You had to.
Oh, well, I love those.
Half, like mall pizza?
Yeah. So oh. You had to pick... But the bad part is you had to pick it up, fold it, and then like...
Drip.
Then like hold it over your face.
Let the grease drip out.
While there, we had pizza, and I had some... Like one of them fancy hoppy beers. I can't remember what they're called right now.
Like an IPA?
Yeah.
Thanks, Janice.
It was like 13%, so I was...
Oh, yeah.
You were feeling it good.
I was doing good. It's about 11 o'clock.
I feel good.
So everything, the 1 October thing, I think, if I remember the timeline, it happened at like just around 11 o'clock, their time.
About 1:30
so. That's
or
about
so.
The time we left the pizza place.
Yeah.
Place is Fremont Street, still jumping. And we go back to the D... And we start drinking, and about 11:30, I'm on my phone just scrolling through Twitter. And just out of nowhere, it's like gunshots at blah, blah, blah in Las Vegas. I'm like, that's weird. Like, we're in Vegas.
Oh, sorry.
Like, no one's acting any different. Like, no one's telling us anything is wrong. So, whatever. So I just start scrolling through. I look over at Dad, and I'm like 60 people got killed. Like, down in the strip just now. He's like, what? So we're just going over it, and, like, we decide to end the night. We're like, let's just go back to the hotel because our hotel's towards the strip.
Yeah.
It's like right in the middle. You go 2 miles, Circus is right there. Mile and a half, Mandalay Bay. So we're like, we'll see you guys later. We'll talk to you. Let us know when you get home. So they go to the, they parked at the D. So they go up to the garage and get their car. And we start walking towards the bus stop. We get there. There's like 10 people there. We're all just standing there. Half hour. No bus. Bus is supposed to run every 15 minutes. We're like, okay, why isn't the bus coming? Guy finds out somehow. I don't know how he found out. He's like, oh, man, they shut down the buses because of the thing down there. We're like, shit, that's a long-ass walk. Like,
y'all really contemplate walking back to your hotel?
Oh, yeah. Well, we didn't know where Pap was. Pap wasn't answering his phone.
Well, Pap's sleeping.
Is Pap sleeping, or did Pap take a nap and then get up and go down to the hotel or wander outside and get locked out of the hotel because the hotel was on lockdown?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, true. Lots of possibilities.
Yeah. So we're like, oh, man, what's going on? So we start to, like, try and call a cab. Cabs are like, oh, yeah, we'll take you down there. How many? We're like, well, we got 4. They're like, $100 each.
What?
We're like, what? He's like, oh, yeah, everything's,
holy shit.
Like, everything's locked down there, so... I'm not, like, it was like a risk of my life to take you to your hotel type deal. They just upped their prices all of a sudden. We're like, that's fucked up. All right, we'll just wait for this to die down. We'll go hang out at this other casino. So we walked in. I don't know if I got the text. I think I got the text you. I got my text off telling you that me and Dad are going to this hotel. We're safe right now. Phone's dead. My phone, since I'm me. I killed my phone while I'm out partying because I'm on Twitter. I'm on whatever. Phone died. This thing happens. I'm drunk. I got Dad with me. He's drank as much as me, but he can handle a little bit better. Oh, that's
hold
that's
on.
A new one.
Much apologies.
Are we still going?
Yeah, we're still going. I gotta stop it.
Nobody calls their home phone, ever.
Surprised y'all even haven't hooked up.
I forgot to add that before I left the D, we did do one more redheaded slut, and I did a snake bite.
So you make it sound like you went to a whorehouse.
I did, too.
Before we left, we did one more.
So I've had...
And we had drinks.
Yeah, and we had a Corona.
4 to 5 shots. I had an extra beer in between there. So I had 4 beers, 4 shots before... really found out anything was happening down at Mandalay Bay. So we go to the Golden Nugget, which is just right around the corner from the D. We just kind of find this lobby, like this guy's down there sitting, and Dad's like, hey, can I use your thing to charge my phone, like your wall to charge my phone? He's like, yeah, go ahead, because he knows what's happening. So we sit down there, and we're just kind of like people watching, and it's like nobody knows anything. Like everyone's carrying on with their life. Like,
yeah, so
everybody's just gambling, and you hear all the ching, 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 bling kind of sounds, and you're like, what the fuck? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows what's going on.
Anything's happening 2 miles, 3 miles down the road.
And well, you probably wouldn't either if you weren't addicted to your phone.
Oh, like, no, it was like people like our age. Like, it wasn't like old people. Like, it was a bunch of like our age and even younger people. They were just walking around just... happy-go-lucky. Like, girls were just like, ha, 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 let's get more drinks. And I'm like...
Well, when I go out drinking, I usually don't check Twitter, so...
Still, you would think that they, like, in the city that...
Yeah. Like, yeah, but no announcements came. Like, there was no casino, like,
stop,
hey, guys,
stop
we're...
Stop doing what you're doing.
Go back
yeah.
to your room type things. It was like...
Because, I mean, you don't know if there was more than one person doing stuff. And
well, wait till it gets to that point.
We get to the Nugget, and we're, like, waiting. We let Dad get his phone charged, and... I just started wearing contacts, so my eyes are dry as shit out in the desert right now. My stuff's at the hotel. Thankfully, there's a Walgreens every 2 blocks in Vegas. So I'm like, Dad, there was a Walgreens right down past the D. Can we walk down? And I need to get contact solution, contact case, and get these things out. He's like, yeah. So we start walking. We see, you just see cop cars everywhere. Every 30 seconds, just flying up and down the road.
Oh, man.
And we see a couple standing on the corner by the Golden Nugget, and we go up and like, hey, like, what's going on? Is they going to run the buses? Can we get cabs? And he's like, everything past such and such, the stratosphere, which is the block, I don't know how to word it. It's closer to, it's past our hotel, but closer to us.
Okay.
So it's stratosphere, circus,
maybe.
Everything else.
Yeah.
That way.
Okay.
So literally, if it would have been like the wind, we would have been good because the wind is past circus.
Yeah.
But they went to the stratosphere. Like, we got people, they're going block by block looking for multiple shooters. So that's where this whole more than one shooter thing came from, because, like, people like me heard the cops saying, we're looking for multiple shooters. There's multiple people being looked for, so.
They said they found the other guy.
There was no other guy.
No, your dad said they found somebody else. They found the guy that worked in Mandalay Bay.
Oh, the security guard?
Is how they got all the guns up there, and he was in a different room.
Dad reads them weird alt-right, not real website. You know how share it on Facebook, and it's like real
you
news.
You can tell that
realnewsnow.com type things.
Yeah.
Oh,
those kind of like things. So it's a good piece together because
I've seen
movies where the guy shot himself in the leg and laid there, and like that guy in there.
Yeah,
totally could have happened.
Anyway, continue.
So we go down to Walgreens. So Golden Nugget, maybe a block and a half. We have to go past the D and stuff. So I was telling you, zip lines, party, all this stuff. Like something people would finally found out. Concert shut down. Five people maybe walking around. Cops walking around with assault rifles and shotguns, like loaded and ready to go. Just trying to go to Walgreens. I'm like, holy shit, Dad, don't do anything wrong because we're going to get blown away.
Don't be opening your mouth.
So that's like all you hear about out on the streets is, oh, man, what's happened? Go back to the Golden Nugget. I go take my contacts out, go back, sit down where we were. Still, nobody inside the Golden Nugget, like, they might care. They're just max bet all around.
They want that money.
It was crazy, like, how much.
It's almost like zombie-like.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Trust me.
Yeah. Trust him.
I hit for like $90. $100 my first spin. I lost all that.
That sucks.
Not in one day, but over the course of 3 days, I ended up losing it all. I was like, I'll try it again. So we basically sat at the Golden Nugget from 12 to 3:30 a.m. We were just about ready to just break down and get a hotel there because they were like, every casino there was like, they dropped their rates to minimum. So that's the best thing I've like ever seen at a place like that. Everyone's like, $70, you guys can go up, stay at a hotel. So we went over to the D and they're like $70. So everyone was matching.
Yeah, that's good.
The $70 to accommodate people.
Which is good because there are some places where things like that wouldn't happen.
Probably would have been
like
the
saw
caps.
Like exactly.
The caps.
That
caps, $400.
You saw what was happening in, like, I don't know if it was Houston or Florida where they were jacking up the prices of certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Of the flights trying to get out of
Florida. Yeah. Sorry, hang on.
That's okay.
Oh, so I'll tell my half of this because his half of the story, now that I'm finally getting all the details out of it. This is a lot more enlightening.
I've literally never told her because I wanted to save this off for the podcast. That's how I roll.
So he calls Sunday night. I got to work the next morning. And ironically, I'm teaching people in Vegas the next day. So I have people in my Vegas. It's in a Vegas class. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed early because I got to get up early, blah, blah, blah. He texts me. He's out partying. He's sending me pictures of his drinks, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're having a good time. He FaceTimes me. I'm dead asleep. He FaceTimes me. It's like 11 o'clock at night. He's like, what are you doing? Woo! And I'm like, I'm sleeping. I'm glad you're having fun. I'm turning
that
the phone
seems reasonable
on,
to do.
I'm turning the phone on silent. So I turn the phone on silent. I wake up to pee, middle of the night. It's like 1 o'clock our time. I get this text message. They shut the strip down. Dad and I are okay. Phone's going to die. Oh, no, no. Holy shit, I'm really scared right now. I don't know what's going on. They shut the strip down. Dad and I are okay. Those three messages is all I get.
Oh, my.
So instantly I try to call him. I'm like, all right, I'm going to call you, find out what's going on. Because I'm like, and I thought, I'm thinking to myself, going, maybe it's Sunday night. Maybe they just shut the strip down, like how they shut gambling off. But then I'm like, that's Vegas. That's weird.
Yeah, they don't shut gambling off.
They don't shut gambling off in Vegas.
Vegas is just like, all right, guys, good bed. Good night. So I try calling him, and I get voicemail. Voicemail, voicemail, voicemail. I call his dad. Voicemail. Well, now I'm freaking out. So I Google strip shut down in Vegas, and I see all of these videos pop up about the Mandalay Bay shooting. All I can think of, holy shit, you're in the middle of it all. I don't know where the hell you are. So I sit there for like a half hour trying to call somebody. Finally get a hold of his dad. His dad's like, are you all okay? He's like, yeah, we're fine. We're in the conference room with the Nugget waiting for the police to do their conferencing. We're both okay. And Eddie was in the bathroom, so I couldn't even talk to him. I'm like, well, thank God for small favors. So then, of course, I'm laying there watching the newscast on Facebook from Vegas about the police conference for everything. And he finally texts me. I think I fell asleep probably about, I don't know, 4 o'clock our time or something. I was up for a couple hours. And on and off sleeping. He finally texts me at like 6 and told me that they made it back to the hotel. Because I was watching videos his dad was posting on Facebook, and they were just walking around. It was just empty. Completely empty.
Facebook Live walking around, so that's out there.
Yeah, so I mean, it was just insane the fact to wake up to these 3 messages of, really scared, don't know what's going on, we're safe. And phone's dead, love you. Like, what the hell?
I'll actually show you a video. I have a video earlier in the night of me walking around FaceTiming whenever it was a Party Central.
Yeah.
And then I'll find Dad's and show you Dead Central. Bad choice of words, sorry.
But still, it was quiet. That was just insane. So tell me about the next day when you guys try to go do stuff.
So Monday was going to be our... we're going to go do stuff. We're going to see. We were going to go see Tournament of Kings, the medieval. They put you in one of 4 sections, and you root for whoever's on the jousting thing. They give you like a big chicken or whatever.
Yeah,
Game of Thrones, basically. I want to go do Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Find out 3 o'clock. MGM is canceling all the shows.
Oh man,
so our Monday's gone. So we're like, all right, we'll go down to the Bellagio, and we'll hit up the buffet tonight instead of Wednesday. So we go down there, we hit the bus, start going down. It was fun. We had Pap with us. We went to the Bellagio. We got off the wrong stop. She got a stop earlier because these blocks are seriously insane.
Are they city blocks?
They're Vegas blocks.
They're Vegas.
I feel like... two Pittsburgh blocks is 1 Vegas block.
Holy cow. Yeah.
And these casinos sit on 1 block, and it's just insane.
Yeah.
So we got off at the corner, basically had to walk to the middle of the block with Pat, because you go up these stairs, the escalator was broke, it's just a whole, escalator's broke, got to walk this long, beautiful, like, Romanesque type pillar setup, get in there. Can't figure out where the fuck the buffet is because this place is a shopping mall inside of it. Like, they literally have Circus had like shitty like flea market type deals going on. Bellagio literally had like a Gucci place, a Prada store, or whatever. And it wasn't like little rinky dink things. It was full on pay less or bigger style stores. It was crazy inside of a casino, but they just lined it. So you had to walk past all those, get to the casino, then walk through the casino, find the buffet. Monday night, all the shows are canceled. Everybody's got the same fucking idea.
Go get some food.
Wait for the buffet was like 3 hours.
Jesus. Holy crap. That is way too long to wait for a buffet.
So,
well, at least the food would be fresh.
Yeah.
I totally skipped over Monday afternoon. We were down there, went to In-N-Out down there. My first trip to In-N-Out.
Yeah. How was that?
Underwhelming.
That sucks.
Hated it. I was like, this is Five Guys is way better. Steak and Shake is better. I don't see what the big deal with this is. I was so pissed off.
These people out west are weird.
I was so pissed off.
But wait, there's
so
more.
So we left, and I looked down the block, and there's a Ghirardelli store. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Ghirardelli, yeah.
There's a fucking Ghirardelli store. They sell milkshakes, ice cream, and they have every little block that you could possibly imagine of chocolate in there. And you can just take, like, the tin. You can be like, I want this piece. Put it in the tin. I want this piece. Put it in the tin. 2 for $20. Fuck yeah. I got a tin. Yeah. I was like, Dad, chocolate in here. Let's make our women happy. I was going to say something else.
I'm not your bitch.
Why didn't you bring your other wife?
Yeah, what the hell?
Sorry, I had a limited amount of money and
Friday. I would have sent you.
Well,
she would have Western Union you some money.
I would have PayPal'd you.
We all got PayPal, right?
We got PayPal.
I would have sent you some money to bring me back some delicious chocolate.
It's all part of my ploy to get you guys to go to Vegas with us in 2019, hopefully.
I wouldn't mind going to Vegas, but more for shows because we don't gamble.
Oh, yeah, no, it's going to be... Gambling was okay. I do that in the morning when I'm waiting for Pap. I wanted to go see the show. I wanted to go see a comedy show. Blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah.
Yeah. Like, I would like to see, like, the magic shows.
Yeah. Magic shows out there.
Like, the Cirque du Soleil.
I want to do
shows. No, like, the Cirque du Soleil is a comedy. Right the...
I'm sure that they're...
If you want to see David ridiculous. Copperfield without dinner, it's $92. If you want to see Mind Freak Guy...
No, yeah.
Chris Angel.
$65.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like him. Like I said, I wouldn't be blowing money on gambling, so I would rather pay money
and go
see
a
show than put it into slot machines. Yeah. So
that's true.
I would much
rather
go.
But they did have a Ghostbuster slot machine, so I mean.
Yeah. I might take like $50 and just try to gamble. And
that's what I did. I had 20.
At most.
So I went down with 20 to gamble.
I'm just bad at gambling.
Put my
I'm
20
not
in
lucky.
For Ghostbusters. I had it down to like $3. I was like, all right, $3 is the max bet. Boop, max bet. It hit. It hit like the magic, like whatever yeah. I needed to hit, and I got to play the free mini game. I'm like, oh, sweet, I get to capture ghosts now.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Captured the right amount of ghosts, and I was like, you hit for $120. I was like, hell yeah, I did. Cash out. So I got to gamble off $20 for the next 3 or 4 days, which I ended up losing. I might have put an extra little bit towards it after the end of the trip.
A little bit.
Anyway.
moving on from that.
As he gets
as our house is being remortgaged.
So we leave the Bellagio. We're like, oh, hey, we're at the Bellagio. It's nighttime. The fountain show is getting ready to start outside. And then down the road, Caesar Palace has a big light show. Apparently, that's part of the things that they canceled. So we waited outside for a half hour. They canceled all this. It sounds like I'm first world problemling this. Like, it's a big... I understand why they canceled
yeah.
it. But I'm just
but still.
Agitated that it got canceled.
Well, and that you didn't
that
know
fucker,
about it
yeah,
until...
That fucker ruined my whole vacation.
But that, like, you didn't... That they didn't tell you that you stood out there for
yeah.
how long.
Yeah, luckily again, some
right.
guy, some random Vegas guy, they canceled the fountains and stuff. Everybody go home. And I was like, all right, I mean.
What else you going
to
do?
Why else would Riot anyone
it?
Say that?
Yeah.
It's not like he's trying to stand in my spot because there's tons of spots. So we start to walk. We were like, all right, we'll go back to the bus stop. But when we left the Bellagio, we didn't leave the way we came in. So it's either go this way, back to the bus stop, which is a long way, or we go this way. I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's one closer this way. I was fucking wrong. I've never seen Pap so angry in my life.
Oh, man.
Shame on you.
We were walking, and Dad, don't listen to this, so... Anytime we wanted to go out to eat, I wanted to go somewhere I'm not going to get at home.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what I would
right.
do. I would so, never want to
yeah.
eat somewhere.
I want to go, even though I've been to a Planet Hollywood, I'd be like, I want to go to Planet Hollywood because it's Planet Hollywood Vegas. So there's going to be different.
Well, yeah, because you got to give me a cup.
There's going to be different. I didn't get you a cup. There's going to be different stuff inside.
And skim over. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Go. Eddie, I believe in you.
There's a Bubba Gump's up there.
I've been Ooh, I would love to
you
do
You could
that.
Have got me a cup there.
I've been to Bubba Gump's in Charleston, South Carolina, Chicago, and maybe somewhere else. Can't remember.
We've never been to one in Chicago.
I have.
Oh, okay.
I went to Chicago. And I was like, Bubba Gump's, let's go. Nope. Let's go find an Outback Steakhouse.
Seriously? No. Yeah.
All right. It's up the road. Let's go. How far is it? And I'm looking at my map on my phone. And it looks like it's from me to you, like it's not that far. Let's go. No, Vegas blocks Fuck it. That's my first night I found out about Vegas blocks. It says it's only 2 blocks, but that's a long-ass 2 blocks.
It's really 20 miles.
Because you can't just walk on this side. You can't walk on the left side of the road. It gets to a point where it stops. You have to go up some escalators or stairs, cross over a sky bridge, go back down the stairs, circle up, go back up. It's crazy. They got to, you walk over the highways a bunch down there.
What the hell, Vegas?
Well, they got to keep you safe.
Gotta, yeah, especially with
they
the
did
bunch
a terrible
of-
job.
No, I didn't. I'm here.
No, but I mean, like, yeah, people.
Vegas PD is amazing.
But when you like, when you have a bunch of ridiculously drunk
that
people
is true.
Walking oh around the good. Streets of Vegas, you can't have them just like
walking across the highway. Yeah. All right,
so
see
so
it.
We're walking, and sorry, keep other flipping. Way. I keep flipping it.
Other way.
No, it's this way. I got it.
Drive me nuts.
So there's one on each
put
side.
Put the microphone to your mouth and leave it there.
Our producer's going to yell at us.
So you walk. We were going out back, and I'm like right here. Is this fine?
Yes.
Right here? I'll just take Sigourney since I'm seeing the... How about now?
That's fine. Just right. Talk.
Can you hear me now?
So we're heading out back, and I'm mad. But we passed where we went to In-N-Out in Ghirardelli, and I'm like, oh shit, I know Outback's still another block ahead of this. So I just turn, I don't even tell them, I just start to walk, and they're like, oh, Outback must be here. I walk into Gordon Ramsay Fish and Chips.
Nice.
And they're like, what? And I'm like, let's just eat here because it's here. And they're like, okay, there's no seats in there. I didn't know this before I walked in.
Oh man.
There's 6 seats that sit outside the door. There's a row against the wall that has 5 seats, and there's 2 little tables. Still Monday night, still booked. I got in line, ordered anyway, because I was like, someone will leave soon, or I'll just go sit outside on the curb and eat my Gordon Ramsay fish and chips, which was amazing. It's like,
well, it's Gordon Ramsay. So
it's not that. It's different from fish and chips here because it was still just greasy fish and chips. It wasn't like some extravagant thing. It was just basic fish and chips. But the sauces they gave me, like they had like a mango mayo, and it's
that just sounds terrible.
Yeah,
that's
gross.
No, for some reason
sounds good to me.
For some reason with the fish. It just came out because it had spice in it too. It just came out so good, and they had like an avocado one, and then like Pap and Dad got the shrimp. And they were mad because it was like $17 for the fish, the shrimp, and chips, and they only got like 5 shrimp, but they were like literally like super big.
I'll say again, people cannot see your fingers.
I'm trying to show you guys.
I see that.
So we eat there, and again, still have to find our bus stop. Pap's still mad. We stumbled upon a piano bar that we'll go back to when we go there. That was fun.
Okay.
Should I just switch mics back?
No.
No? Keep going?
Doing better without you.
Doing better? Okay. Found the piano bar, so convinced him. Like, he just took a break there, so we had to listen to... I've never been to a piano bar before.
Yeah,
but this
one, cool.
They were like, they would play, and then someone would tip like $20 and make that other guy stop singing so the other guy could sing. And then he would sing, like play and sing, and be like, no, I don't like your song. I want this guy to play this song, so you have to tip. It was pretty fun. Ended up finding our bus right after that. Another long, every day is long there. Like, it's just so exhausting. Like, I'm sure if I went with like... us, I probably would have been more energized and ready to go through the night, but by the time I got back to the hotel at like 10:30, 11, I was like, I'm so done with this day. Because Pap gets up at 6.
Yeah.
So, but and he doesn't get up quietly. He gets up and he's like, oh my. That's him like just walking to the bathroom.
Gentlemen, that's my future.
That's just him walking to the bathroom.
Ha,
Get used to it now, Sigourney.
Yeah, at least I can do the noises.
That's true. At least I'll be prepared. Start turning TV on at 6 a.m.
Every morning at 6 a.m. it's that. He doesn't like, he can't get up and go in the dark because it's super dark, so lights come on. Time to get up. 6 a.m.
Lindsay punched some people.
Not ready.
I'd be working and he'll text me and I'm like, it's only 6:30 there. Why the hell are you up? He goes, Pap.
No, I would probably just grunt and then throw a pillow and put another pillow over my head.
I'm into that.
He had a breathing machine he had to use too, so there was the grrrr kind of terrible sound going through the whole room. It was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
I'm glad I went though. That was still fun. Tuesday was Grand Canyon and Hoover Dam trip.
That'd be cool. How far is it?
Super
to
long day.
I was gonna say
long drive.
It was 45 minutes from Vegas to the Hoover Dam. Spent like an hour there, just kind of walking around, looking terrified to get too close to it because. And shit's huge. Took pictures like with my back arched like this. I put my phone up as high as I could and I was like, click. Not getting to the edge. I don't know how people go to the edge of tall things and they just like put their hand out.
Oh,
and
Lord.
That is sure.
Nope.
And it freaks me
out.
I'll do it. Yeah.
I'm like this.
Click. Yeah. That would be
up the chest.
On what, the Empire State Building?
Oh my gosh, you were awful in the Empire State Building.
Yeah,
oh,
I was terrible. Like, she's sticking her hands through the gates and taking pictures over and over. I'm just like, what are you doing?
No.
I would do that and I would freak out and drop it.
Yeah, that's me.
I even have a pop socket for extra like holding ability.
Yeah.
I have my fingers holding on to it and it's like maybe a foot away from my chest and I'm like, all right, this looks like a good picture. Like, yep, good enough.
Yep. I freak out when I get up.
But the Grand Canyon is so much worse.
Oh, I can imagine.
I am only afraid of heights when it's, like, non-secured, like...
So the Grand Canyon.
They're not secured. Like
no, I mean, like...
It's not strapped into anything.
No, I mean, like...
No barriers.
Like, I don't like being on ladders that are not bolted into the wall. Like, that makes my knees shake. Being on top of the Empire State Building when it's... caged and when we went on to the Sky Lawn in Niagara Falls, like there was like you were on a platform, you're not gonna like fall over. You can stick your arms through there. Like it's not like it's like
the Grand Canyon is not like that though. There's a foot and it's like a foot and a half tall rock, and then there's like a little thing of like flat land with it's all gravel though, so if you're on that side you're just gonna slide through the gravel.
Yeah.
And then it just drops 2,000 feet. And you're like, well
that's
Dad goes over and he sits down on that rock and he's like, take my picture, and I'm like, the fuck are you doing over there? You're gonna fall backwards.
See, I'd be fine, like I wouldn't put myself in the gravel part, but I'd probably go sit on the rock.
Dad told me about that. He's like, yeah, he wouldn't get too close. He said he didn't want to come over and take a picture.
There was a trail you could walk around.
But your dad was also airman. So, but like, he's kind of used to being unsecured, very high in the air.
There's a trail you can walk around. Couple of trails, and any time that I would walk the trail, I would stick to the far right side. Even if I was coming back down, I'm like, I don't care about etiquette. I'm on the right side as far away from the Grand Canyon as I can be.
Fuck everybody else.
You want to fall? You can fall. If not, you can hug
me as we turn.
When we took the picture of all three of us, Pap and Dad sat down. They were just full butt on the rock, and mine is like as on the edge as you can. And, like, my hand is, like, gripping the rock as hard as I can without it looking too obvious. And my feet are, like, locked into the ground.
Yeah.
Eddie was not going anywhere.
Not today.
Not today, Satan.
Yeah.
Everything else, though, is kind of normal. Like, Tuesday was that trip. And then Wednesday was our flight left at midnight that night. So it was kind of like a
just
do things but not do things. So we finished doing shopping. We went back down to, like, Mandalay Bay area. And we were like, hey, Dad and I walked across this bridge earlier, so I have a picture on my phone. I don't know if I think I put it on Instagram. I don't know. Maybe Twitter.
I need to start using Instagram so that I can see pictures.
But, like,
one of the bridges we walked across multiple times. I just turned and looked, and you can see two windows shattered from the bridge walked across. And we're like, we were there like 2 hours before all that happened. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
It's such a scary
thought. Terrifying.
I went to the Hershey store and spent $50.
Heck yeah.
Again. Sir.
No, it's not even.
Chocolate.
No. He didn't even bring me chocolate home.
Wow.
I mean, he brought me Ghirardelli.
You want a coffee cup and a pair of Reese boxer shorts, apparently?
I wanted a Reese cup.
I ain't spending $14 on a bag of Reese cups.
What? To be fair, you get Reese cups out here.
Yeah.
But they're not Vegas.
And if I would have bought
them, they still taste the same.
No, they did have dark chocolate Reese cups.
See? They told me all about them, too.
No.
They had a wall of Jolly Ranchers. Like, you go to, like, the candy store at Robinson, and it's like, maybe what, like 6 feet tall? This thing was like 15 feet tall, full of Jolly Ranchers.
Different flavors and stuff?
Yeah. Well, they only had four for Jolly Ranchers. They had like blueberry watermelon, like basic ones.
Yeah.
But downstairs they had like Hershey bar ones, like Mr. Good Bar, 100 grand type.
Ooh.
No, that's Mars.
No, 100 grand I think is Hershey.
No, that's Mars.
Oh.
What's the yellow? There's a yellow
Mr.
one.
Mr. Good Bar?
Mr. Good Bar.
Mr. Good Bar's the
Crackle.
I know they had like Hershey almonds, basic stuff, but it's a huge thing. But,
See, I would rather have had almost, the Hershey's than the Ghirardelli, though.
Almost done with this long-ass podcast.
Sorry.
Final thing we did, Bellagio Buffet. Bellagio Buffet. Went back to the hotel. We're like, Pap, come on. We're going to go try the buffet again. He's like, I ain't going to walk all that fucking way again. And we're like, you ain't going to have to walk. We have this mapped out better this time. And we had rented a car to go to the Grand Canyon. So we literally drove up. I was like, Dad, let's just pay for a valet. Like, let's do this fancy. So we pull up. Because it was cheaper to get a valet than it was to go park in the garage. It was great.
Really?
It's like $20 to just get a valet. 4 hours valet.
Well, hell, why not?
Ain't got to worry about walking anywhere. Got out.
Drop it off, yeah.
Yeah.
Went in, hit the buffet, no line, super excited. This thing was like the Golden Corral, but like double and way better in quality, obviously.
I was going to say, if you said this place has a Gucci store and it's got a Golden Corral buffet, I'd be like, what?
The buffet cost $52 a person. It had Dungeness crab, king snow crab legs.
Okay, well, I could see why it's $52 a person.
Prime rib, turkey, roasted chicken.
My gosh, guys, we keep talking about food.
We're going there next.
Starving.
A sushi bar, like a made-to-order sushi bar, not one of them. Like, here's some sushi, go ahead and get it.
Yeah.
Like, I want this kind of sushi, and she rolls it up. But the best part of the buffet, I'll show you guys a picture. I need to figure out what kind of donut this is because I'm so excited to find it again, was the dessert bar because it was like as big as your living room.
Oh.
Just wrapped around full of cakes and pies and whatever.
Oh, my God.
So I had, I didn't write down everything that I had on the buffet, but the best thing that I did have was, it was a donut. Like the most simple thing. It's a little mini-sized donut almost. It was a plain basic donut, but it was firm, but still soft inside. But instead of like how they put icing on it, this was like half regular donut, half like one of them chocolate donuts from the packages. Mm-hmm. It had like the melted milk chocolate on top. It was so good. Like you don't even know. That's the one thing I crave.
So it was a fresh cake donut that had hard chocolate on top of it.
Yeah, okay. But the donut wasn't, like, super fresh. Like, it was, like, sort of stale, but not super stale.
So they made it that afternoon.
It was in between.
You're like, not making this sound appetizing.
No, it was, like, really good. Like, if you were to make a cookie, and it was, like, super soft right out, but then you let it dry out for, like, 2 hours to cool down, that was that donut.
Okay. Yeah, that's not
still
stale.
Still soft,
that's
but
totally
like,
not stale.
It just wasn't, like, right out of the oven.
Yeah.
But I lied. This is the last part. I did go back to In-N-Out. We went back to a different place with the rented car off the side of the highway because it was one of, like, the original ones, I think, because it had, like, an In-N-Out, and then across the street it had, like, an In-N-Out store. second In-N-Out trip was amazing.
Okay.
It's like super good. Like,
I was going to say, I saw you walk in tonight with an In-N-Out Burgers hoodie on. Yeah. And when you said it was disappointing and horrible, I was like, why would you buy a hoodie from In-N-Out if you hated it?
So my first trip, I got a regular double-double with fries. Just because I was nervous and I was like, I don't know what happened. Yeah. Second trip, I was like, screw it. Give me double-double animal style. Give me the fries.
What's that mean?
Yeah.
Animal style.
Play to us.
So normal, you get burger, lettuce, tomato. They don't like dice the onions. It's just like they take the knife and they just slice it down and they take that whole section of onion, throw it on your burger. So it's just like the whole rings or whatever. Yeah. That's your burger. I think there's mayo or mustard or something on it. It's okay. It's not the best. Animal style, they add pickles and they add grilled onions with like melted super cheese or something on it.
And some melted super cheese.
Some sort of like a some sort of different sauce.
Yeah.
The onions and the pickles and the sauce totally made that burger way better. And the fries were good both times. They're like thinking like Steak and Shake, but more crispy and a little bit thicker.
Yeah.
Just super good. That's my
trip. I'd like to try it one day.
Yeah.
It'll be a while.
But. Well, it makes me really want to go. I mean, I'm kind of excited now.
Yeah, I've already like started planning out like back to the dad wanting to go to like Outback. The morning we were leaving, we were going to find breakfast. He's like, there's a Denny's down the road.
Oh, gosh.
And that's hilarious because your dad hates Denny's.
When we went to Canada, we specifically would not go to any places that we knew we could.
Well, that's part of the point of vacation.
But yeah. I was like, there's this place right down the road from the Bellagio. It's at the Cosmo. I think it was the Cosmopolitan Hotel / Casino. I was like, this place is looks pretty good. It's got $1 sign compared to Denny's 2 for some reason.
Yeah.
And it's got breakfast, and it looks delicious. And he's like, what is it? And I was like, it's called Egg Slut. And he's like, no. And I was like, you're just going to say no because of the name or because you don't want it? He's like, just because I don't want to go there. I want to go to Denny's. So we're like right next to Denny's. I look over in that In-N-Out. The second trip, In-N-Out's like right there. And I'm like, Dad, I don't want Denny's. Can we literally just go to In-N-Out again? He's like, again? I was like, yeah, I want to try it again. He's like, yeah. So fine with you, Pap? He's like, I don't give a shit. I just want to eat.
Sounds like Pap.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's my long-winded, boring story.
Well, how was In-N-Out breakfast?
No, I got the burger.
That's when he got the burger.
That
was the second.
I thought you got the burger.
He told her out of order.
Okay. I totally thought you got the burger for some reason, like, on your way back from the Grand Canyon.
You added all that alcohol to the bottom of my cup, so... It's sort of.
Actually, the alcohol was at the top of your cup.
It all felt like it was at the bottom in them last four drinks.
So, I guess two thumbs up?
Other than the last shooting?
One and a half thumbs up.
Is that in reference to your Pap cutting off the top of his cup?
Poor Pap.
Pap.
This shit's crazy.
Pap
I went out
literally
to the
cut off the top of
his Well, we'll have to talk more about that in our next podcast.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
that's part of our catch-up.
We're getting long-winded. It's 53 minutes in.
So. Well, guys, thanks so much for listening to Eddie's story.
Here's the... Yeah. Here, you read this. That top part.
So, now that he hands me his notes, apparently he's done talking. So remember, you guys can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube. Anything else? Is that all? Patreon.
To be fair, I wasn't paying attention. So.
Patreon. And if you want to follow us there, you can follow us at Cup of Nerd, all one word. Don't forget, if you do enjoy us and would like to give us some of your hard-earned dollars, you can do so over at patreon.com/cupofnerd. We want to make sure Mike doesn't get lonely over there. He does work hard for us. And Edward... Maybe you'll start to work on our website.
That's part of the catch-up. We'll have to get to that next time.
All right, kids.
As he mic drops.
Stay tuned to the next episode as to why Eddie's such a slacker.
Which will be on the same day because we're giving you double episode!
Since we slacked, double episode. And as always, stay nerdy.